Yes, it is. And it sounds better for having a lovely guest as well. Because remember I said to you, we had Joe Tibby from the RTE Concert Orchestra the other day. First time we'd had a human being in my presence in the studio for months. And Brendan Graham was with me this morning. Brendan, good morning, my friend.
Morning, Marty. I hope I live up to your human being expectations.
It's great to have a bit of company, quite frankly.
Imprisoned the way down here.
It is a bit in the bowels of the earth. First things I want to say to you is, you're looking terrific, so you're obviously in good health, my friend. You're looking well.
Thank you, I feel good.
Good man.
Still in it is the most important thing.
Isn't that the thing? Now, are you still in the Wild and Woolly West?
Still in the Wild and Woolly West.
Still over there.
A couple of days up in Das Kapital.
Yeah. So, but you wouldn't come to Dublin that often these days, would you?
I try to avoid going anywhere as much as I can.
I know you.
Nothing against Dublin.
Yes. You know. Yeah. Well, your family in Dublin, so...
A number of the girls are around
that's
Dublin.
That's right. Visiting and all of that. But there is a reason you're in Dublin at the moment, because you're working with somebody.
Yes, I'm working with Cathy Jordan. Yeah. We go back a long, long time. Cathy is doing a solo album, and for her sins, she's decided to make it all of my songs, which surprised me. I asked her, was she right in the head? And she said she was. So it's a great honour. So we're at the stage now. We started 25 years ago, because with the songs being demos with Fergal Murray, and people seem to like them, so we felt it was a natural progress to then add other musicians. So all the recording is done, so what we've been doing is just editing and mixing and in Dave McEwen's Ventry studio, which is big and open and has doors and plenty of space for social distancing. So that's why I'm here.
That must be a great thrill for you, though, to hear the songs again, but in a different way.
It's wonderful, yes. Yeah. And we've tried to approach them differently, to take the view of let the song speak, so not to overcrowd them, but we have a marvellous array of musicians on it from here, Scotland, Norway, Sweden.
Oh, that's wonderful.
God knows where else.
And when will we have that?
I think it'll be in the spring.
Oh, right. Oh, that far away.
Yeah. Well, there's a good bit of mixing to be done. Then there's all the preparation, sleeve, you know, all the usual stuff that comes after the recording.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So,
but then we weren't, and that's the future, but then we weren't without you during the last number of months. because we're rarely without you because your music is played constantly, as you are well aware. But that wonderful, wonderful album, Eru, arrived from Emer Quinn, and we were blown away. Particularly with The Watchman.
Well, thank you. Yeah, the album was a long time in the making, and it ended up very beautiful. And again, like myself and Emer, go back a long, long way.
Yeah.
And do you know, I was just thinking about it coming in. When somebody records, because I don't sing, so I'm depending on an artist to breathe life into the song and put it across. So they're not actually singing just the words and the notes. They're singing a moment of your life when you wrote that song, whatever the feelings were, joy or reflection or whatever. So in a way, you get a special bond with the artist, particularly if you're involved in the album with them.
Yeah.
So, and that's lovely. That's the lovely part of it, to be working with people that you've known for a long time. And yes, again, the Watchman turned out very well. Emer did the music to that. And I have a few other songs in that album as well.
Yes, you do. But it's an incredibly good album. But then she's terrific. She really is terrific. Do the words come easy to you? Or, like, some people talk about words just arriving in their heads and images and whatever. Does it come easy to you?
The image part is the easy part, the ideas. And what I've been doing during this sort of period of isolation, if I've been cataloguing all my unfinished songs, which there are dozens and dozens and dozens. So the idea, the title, maybe a bit of the melody, that's all easy. That's not work. That's fun.
Yeah.
The work is putting it into a shape that makes sense to somebody else.
Yes.
That's the hard part, but that's the part that you really get the payoff. So when somebody says to you, Oh, I know exactly what you mean there, and it's so simple. You could do. You think, oh yeah,
yeah.
No, ideas are not a problem, Marty. Making the ideas into songs.
Yeah, and it's wonderful when it gets to the point where people are coming back to you and saying, I do know what you mean, or I did get it, or mean something. Yeah. And also the fact that we had such a reaction to The Watchman because people were getting in touch with us saying that is the song of this period. Not that you want to be associated with COVID, but you know what I mean. But it meant a lot to people at the time that they felt, yeah, this is just right for this moment.
Mm, and that song was written a long time ago. It was I initially wrote down the first ideas in after being in Christchurch Cathedral at the time of that terrible tsunami, and I saw all these people walking around from many faiths and many countries holding candles, and despite the loss and everything that had afflicted them and their families, there was a sense of hope that the watchman would watch over them. So that's when I started to write that song. And then when Emma was doing her album and she was asking me about songs, and I started looking back and I said, oh, that wasn't too bad. So I tidied it up and said to her, do you want to try and put music to it? So it's a funny thing with songs. They have their time. In a way, you've no control over them. You write them, but after that, you're on the sideline watching whatever will happen, or if nothing happens to it.
Well, let's share it again with people just now.
If ever I fear the raging tide, if ever the seas should tumble, if ever I hear the earth collide, if ever the mountains crumble, I know
the Watchman, wonderful music from Brendan Graham and Ian McQuinn. Eru is the album, by the way. But not to be outdone, Mr. Graham, you've now ventured forth yourself.
Well,
what
I
brought
have.
This on?
Well, it was a sort of a random act.
Yes.
It started out as that with this album that we're working on with Cathy. There was a discussion whether You Raise Me Up should be included or not. And we came to the view that, well, there's not much, you know, there's 1,500 versions of it, so yeah, there's not much point doing another one unless you can do it different. So somebody said, well, why don't you speak some of it and Cathy will sing some of it? And so I put down, I did a whole spoken piece for it.
Right.
And then Fergal Murray, of his own bat, went off and put an accompaniment to it. And everyone said, whoa, this is, you know, interesting.
Yes.
And then I thought, well, can I do something with it that might be of use during this COVID period? So I have an association with Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, for quite some time. So I got in touch with them and said, look, nobody might like this. It's probably a bit unusual. There hasn't been another spoken version of You Raise Me Up, and being the lyricist and so on. Would you like me to try and do something with it that might benefit you? So they said, yes, thanks, that's a great idea. So I recorded it. Eric Campbell made a lovely video to go with it, which kind of tracked the history of COVID up to now and was dedicated to the frontline staff. So if people want to see that, they can go on YouTube and look up You Raise Me Up, spoken word version, Brendan Graham. And straight away, you're led to the Médecins Sans Frontières site to donate. Because I don't know how much people know about them, but their work is phenomenal. Already, they've sent out to Beirut with this explosion,
yes,
emergency teams. We've seen all seen the pictures of Yemen where people are, you know, being killed and dispossessed and all
and
that.
And it's been an awful situation for a long time.
Awful. So they're working on both sides in the front line there. On COVID, they've set up the only COVID facility in Aden. So, and there's Irish doctors.
And how did you get involved, Brendan, in medicine?
Well, I just, you know, I've had a bit of luck with songs and I decided years ago that I should give a certain percentage of whatever to various charities. So Médecins Sans Frontières was one of those.
Because of their amazing work.
Yeah.
It's interesting that there's never been a spoken version of Your
No.
When you think about its application, for, as a fellow said, for weddings and funerals, it's become that, it's that level of song for people, not just in Ireland, but all over the world. It's hugely important song.
It has sort of spread its wings.
It surely has, and yet nobody has done a spoken version, and we're going to play it now in a second. The other thing that I'm fascinated about is your Quincy Jones link.
Right,
now,
yes.
Quincy Jones is one of the most important people in music, I would think, over the last 50, 60, 70 years. He's a hugely important person because it goes back way to the 50s through the 60s and Sinatra and Count Basie and all these people. But there is a link between you, this great song, and Quincy Jones.
There is, yeah. Again, it was one of these sort of random things out of the blue. I got a call from my music publisher in America, Peer Music, and from the sheet music company, Hal Leonard, a man called Larry Morton, who is of Irish descent. And they said Quincy Jones had come up with this idea of trying to unite the world through music, to have something that was unifying, to let people feel they weren't alone, stuck in their houses, children not at school and so on. And in collaboration with this company that Quincy has an involvement with called Playground Sessions, they decided to pick one song for piano playing that could be played by people all around the world of various levels, from raw beginners to intermediate to more advanced. And it was all free. And then people could upload their bits of the song.
Right.
And then these team of logistical experts put all these uploaded videos together. So I think they got initially 7,000 or more people playing the tune across the world during the period.
Yeah.
And there was X amount of videos uploaded from, you know, every country. And so people could see themselves. And the response was, I think, exactly what they foresaw, that from the Facebook and YouTube notes put up, people did feel part of something that was bigger than themselves, outside of themselves. And people from, you know, the Far East were in link with people from the States and England, the UK, and two of my own granddaughters are up there for a flicker.
Are they?
A flicker, yeah.
Okay, what are their names?
Kyla and Cara Needlin.
Lovely.
And they're back to school. So
they're back to school. Are they?
Going well.
Is it today, yesterday, this week?
I think it's this week, yeah. Two separate days.
Yeah, it's a very big week, in fact, when you think about it. Yeah. But that's a lovely idea. And of course, we must remember Quincy Jones. We Are the World is Quincy Jones.
Yes.
So we go back to... So that sort of concept, I think, sits with him anyway, you know, and he's worked with all manner of musicians.
So he sent me a lovely little note indirectly because they asked me to do a sort of a preamble to... the song, what the song was about and what who the U was in the song and that. So,
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Well, as I say, separate to that, we're talking about Metzen's Tom Frontier. This is You Raise Me Up and this is you speaking it. By the way, is Cathy in this at all?
No, it's just me and Fergal Murray is doing the accompaniment. And, of course, Ralph Loveland wrote the original music.
Of course. And, Cathy, if you're listening, I'd like to apologise for the fact that you're not involved at all.
She can't be involved in everything.
No, she can't. Isn't she getting the album? All right. Well, this is it. This is Brendan Graham and the very first spoken version of You Raise Me Up.
Soul so weary. When troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. No life, no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so imperfectly. But when you come and I am filled with wonder, sometimes I think I glimpse eternity. Raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Me up to more than I can be.
That is absolutely beautiful. And so, fellas, so that'll live on after you for a long time. It's very special.
Thank you, Mark.
It's very, because the idea of it, and I love the fact that it was just came out of a moment,
yes,
as opposed to a big plan, is even making it more important. But while we were listening, you were also reminding me that the video for that on YouTube, and it's You Raise Me Up, spoken word
version,
Brendan Graham, is how you'll find it. And that when you see it, and you see the video, and you see the COVID scenes and situations, that it really will hit home.
Well, I hope so, and I hope people will, donate to Metzen Stan Frontier. They give their services free, so they're totally dependent on donations and the public to recognise the work they do.
Is there any possibility it might be a CD?
I don't know. Never thought all that out. You know, the objective was to try to do something just to help rather than to put me out there. You know?
I'll tell you why I ask you that. Because it's the sort of thing, because the song has such a resonance for years with people, and I wonder if it was a CD and if it was available in... Look, it can be pennies. I mean, you'd be spend the rest of your life looking for record shops. But do you know what I mean? That if it was there, it might actually be something that would be so visible to people now.
Right.
Because sometimes the internet is over there.
Yes,
do you know?
Yeah, I know.
And it's a generational thing too, isn't it? But anyway, it's just a thought. I think that's phenomenal. I'm sorry. Now, if we play that, we'll send a few bob ourselves off to your friends.
Medicine Sans Frontières. Good.
Medicine Sans Frontières.
Well done.
Because I think it's wonderful. I really do. And it is a piece of music and a piece of work and lyrics that are incomparable that have had an effect on people for years. And I think that people would also like to hold the thing in their hands. So it's just a thought.
Okay.
Just a thought. So don't give out to me.
Another job.
Don't give out to me if they don't. Will you stay where you are for a second? I want to take one more piece of music, but before we do that, I have to do the old rental.
How will we live, work and do business in a post-COVID world? Let the world's leading thinkers, entrepreneurs, innovators and artists guide you as Future Human, Ireland's major international tech event, goes hybrid. Join us online this October 29th and 30th and bring our event stage to the comfort of your own home or workplace. Book your tickets now at futurehuman.xyz. Brought to you by Silicon Republic in partnership with RTE. futurehuman.xyz. Come make tomorrow.
If you're all at sea for mealtime ideas, we've landed the answer. Fresh Irish haddock. A delicious, nutritious white fish, and it's so versatile. Like grilled haddock with a salad of baby gem, eggs and crispy bacon. Or spiced haddock with lemon couscous. The perfect summer dish. For more delicious meal ideas, visit boardbeer.ie. And next time you're in the supermarket or fishmongers, look out for Fresh Irish Haddock, brought to you by your local fishermen. Fresh ideas, great meals from Bord Beer.
Marty in the Morning. Weekdays on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, I have Brendan Graham with me. We have time for one more. I only will be able to play a little bit of this to take us home. What's the track you've chosen, Brendan?
It's called Canción de Amor, and it's the new single from Eleanor Shanley and John Feely from their album of the same name called Canción de Amor. It's a beautiful duet album. It's due out in about a month.
I was just going to say, it's due out in about a month.
Yeah.
Do you ever stop?
Well, some of these are old songs, and you never know what songs they just cluster.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes.
Well, that's true.
And other times you're sitting there wondering, will that happen? So it's kind of an unknown.
But equally, it's like you said earlier on, you have all these lyrics written here and there and whatever, and they get rejuvenated, and you suddenly find I know what that'll be good for, and then you can bring them out again to play, which is the great truth.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah. Something like that. So I was delighted. I've never had anything recorded with Eleanor or John.
She's terrific.
And so I'm absolutely thrilled about this.
I don't know him, but I know her, and she is amazing. She's truly fantastic.
She is.
Well, listen, this is the last one today, so we play them out. Brendan, I'd have you all day, but what can we do?
Thank you,
and well done.
Well, thank you, Marty.
I just want to remind people again, it's YouTube, You Raise Me Up, spoken word version, Brendan Graham, and then make some contribution, whatever it is, to Medicine Sans Frontières, because I think it's important.
Yes.
And thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Marty.
Second guest in the room. I'm delighted it was you. God bless you. Safe journeys now, and talk to nobody on the way out. None of those reprobate smells were. There it is, and it's a Brendan Graham song, but that is Canción de Amor, and it is going to be the album title as well, by the way, very shortly. Eleanor Shanley and John Feely, and thanks to Brendan for joining us this morning. Back with you on the morrow, please God, keep the faith.